Shoshis Shoisa de Lekis. He's in the middle of Shaila now. What's the Ikka mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? Is the Hadloka the mitzvah, lighting the Ner, that's the whole mitzvah? Or the another part of the mitzvah is the Hanocha. You have to, after you light it, you have to put the Ner down. Hanocha is the mitzvah. So bring a Raya. Torah Shema. Yom HaBishur Ben Levi. Shoshis, that's a big lamp. Shehoisa de Lekis Verlechkas Kolo Yom Kuloi. That you lit it Friday before Shabbos, and it was lighting throughout the whole Shabbos. Is Lamoitsoy Shabbos, now it comes Lamoitsoy Shabbos, and you want to use it for the menorah. To Mekai Mitzvah Sadlokas Ner Chanukah, is what's the eighth? It's still lighting from Friday's lighting, is Mechaba, you have to put out the fire, or Madlika, and then light it a second time, and you use the mitzvah. Now, what's the raya? Iyam Rit Bishleim Hadloka is the mitzvah, if the Yikah mitzvah of the Ner Chanukah is the lighting of the Ner. So here, since you put out the Ner, there's no more mitzvah at all. Now when you light it again, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Shapra, it's good that you're mekayim the mitzvah. Eli yamrit hanocha is the mitzvah. But if you're going to say, no, hanocha does the mitzvah, hai mechabu madlika, why is it just enough to put out the fire and light it a second time? You're not doing a new ma'is hanocha. You're not doing a new mitzvah for a new hadlokas near Chanukah. You should have to be first mechabu, taka, put out the fire, umagbiya, then you should have to pick up the lamp, or manicha, and then put it down again, or madlika, and then light it. See, if you hold hanocha, it's a mitzvah, you have to do a maisa hanocha for the mitzvah, ner chanukah, here you should have to pick up this ner first, and then put it down, and then light it. Mi boile. So, this is a raya that the ikka mitzvah that lokas ner chanukah is a maisa adloka. Habiya light it, l'shei mitzvah, ner chanukah yoytza. See, even though this lamp was lit from Friday, and Rashi learned you lit it Friday for the menorah, so you put so much shemen, it burnt for more than 24 hours. And Moitsoy Shabbat is still burning. So all you have to do is just blow it out, and then light it a second time, it could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's one Raya, Hadloka Oysa Mitzvah. That's Rashi. Ashoshes at Rashi, Kli Godel, a big Kli, Shalchuchas Glass Blas, Toleke Shed Liko Le Mitzvah Chanukah Be'er Shabbos. That's Rashi Shita. We're talking about you lit this lamp Friday for that locus near Chanukah, and still lighting the whole Shabbos and Moitzoy Shabbos. So the answer is Moitzoy Shabbos, just put it out, umadlika lemitzvah halayla, and then light it where the way it is standing, the way it's standing for the mitzvah halayla, Moitzoy Shabbos, and you yoitza. So this is a raya, you hold hadlaka oisa mitzvah. So therefore, since you shut it off, it's like the mitzvah's not here anymore. When you light it, you be mekayim the mitzvah. That's one raya. So the more v'yoid, another raya is Midikom of Orchinon, what's the Nusach HaBrocha we make by Ner Chanukah? We say, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvaysa V'tzivonu Lahadlik Ner Shachanukah. So the Nusach is Lahadlik. So Shema Mina Hadloka is a mitzvah. For this is also a raya that the Maitha Hadloka, that's the Ikka mitzvah, and you make the mitzvah with the Hadloka itself. Shema Mina, here is a good raya. Because if the mitzvah would be the Hanocha, they shouldn't have said Lahadlik Ner, they should have said Shakatom Zoisavanu Al Ner Chanukah, Labdavka Lahadlik. Now, since we say Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, Mashma the Ikka mitzvah is the Maisadloka. So tomorrow now, Vahashta the Amrinan, Hadloka is the mitzvah, now that the Maskon is, the Ikka is the Hadloka, the Hadloka is the mitzvah, Hedlika Cheresh Shaita Vekotin. Let's say it's your menorah, you put the shemen there, but instead of you lighting it, you made a shlich, you let somebody else light it, the cheresh, or a shait of a cotton, they made the ma'is adloka. Is lo yosav lo klum, you're not yoitza the mitzvah's ner chanukah. Because since the ikka mitzvah is lighting it, so they're not a bar chiyuva, they're lighting it as nothing. The master from the Gemara, like Taisa said before, at the bottom Taisa, the voyelon, hadloka is the mitzvah, v'nafkemina, emadlika cheresh shait of a cotton, oi henicha. The shala, what the mitzvah is, that the cheresh shaitz v'katan can't do. As if we hold hadlaka is the mitzvah, so a cheresh shaitz v'katan is not allowed to light the menorah for us. Because since they're not m'chuyi b'dover, it's not called a ma'is mitzvah. If we hold hanocha is the mitzvah, ya'ikir is putting the ner down, so a cheresh shaitz v'katan puts it down, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, since the maskanu is we hold hadlaka is the mitzvah, as long as a bar chiyuvoi made the maitha hadloka, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah. Even though a cheresh shaitz v'katan would put it down, it's after you light it. If he would put it down, you'd still be mekayim the mitzvah. Because we hold the ikka mitzvah is the hadloka, when you, if a gadol made the hadloka, you mekayim the mitzvah. but if a cherish or a shaita the cotton makes the hadlaka, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Lo yasav lo klum. Now the Rishonim and Mr. Shaila, what kind of cotton are we talking about? What about a cotton shegil chinuch? A cotton shegil chinuch is mechuyev mitzvah mid rabbanon, and the ner chanukah bechlal is only mitzvah mid rabbanon. So is he called the mechuyev bedava to light for a godel? So the Rana, if not, brings down the yeshem the Baal Yitta Shita that says yes. That since a kohen shegil chinuch is mechuyev in the rabbonins and Chanukah is only mid rabbonin, so if a kohen shegil chinuch lights your menorah for you, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's the Baal Yitta Shita. So when the Gemara says a kohen liyasub leklum means a kohen that's not a gil chinuch. He's not 6 or 7 years old. So that's not called lighting l'shem mitzvah. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara of Isha. Let's say you let your wife, or lapped off your wife, even a girl. Abi, she's a gdoila, she's a bas, she's over 12 years old. Isha vade madlika. An isha could light the menorah for you. Why? Because she's mechuyev in mitzvah ner chanukah. The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, noshim chayoves b'ner chanukah. An isha is also mechuyev in the mitzvah ner chanukah. Therefore, if they light the menorah for you, if you make them your shliach, you're mekayim the mitzvah this way. Why? Sha'af hein hoyu b'yoseness. Because Noshim were also in the nest of Chanukah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Hoyu b'oysa ha-nes, she'gozu yivonim, yivonim made a gzeira, kol b'sulois, ha-nesuyois, every kala, right before they got married, li-boil l'tafsor. They had to be boiled first to the chief there. Tchila. V'yayidei ishas wanzach. So Melas, when the nest happened, we had a gvura, klayis so beat over them, it was a tremendous nest. Gevura for the Noshim. And also, Vayidei Isha Nasa Hanes, that the daughter of Yechanan, she was the one that got the king there drunk. She gave him to drink milk and drink cheese, and then he fell asleep and she chopped off his head. It's about the Bas of Yechanan, Kain Godul. She was the one that brought upon the Nes, therefore in the mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah, the Rabbanu were Machayiv Isha Anisha also. So Nisha is Mechuyiv and Ner Chanukah, therefore first of all, Nisha has to light her own menorah. No, we spoke out. If she's married, so Nabal lights Ishtar Kagufay, she's a man, Pat is his wife. Hu Adin, it's a minigiz now that usually girls don't light. But only because they're yotze with the husband or with the brother, the light in the house. But Lu Yitzuya, girls are away from home, and nobody lit for them. Havada, they have to light their own menorah, and they have to make their own bracha. Because Anisha is Mechuyev in their Chanukah. Just as man is there, usually the girls are yotze from the boys that light. But if there's no boys around, how do they have their own chia to light the menorah? Because afein hoyu boisanes. Also, the maskon the Torah says shmamin adloka is a mitzvah. Since we come out now that the ikka mitzvah is the adloka, the imkei muta lahadlik mener lener comes out now that we had before. It's not called the biza mitzvah. Because since b'shas you're lighting the menorah, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah, so you're allowed to light from one ner to another ner. As you already wrote that you already lit the ner of Chanukah, you're allowed to light another ner from that ner. Because b'shas that luck, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah. So Taisim mikol makom kivin shenogu olam lahachmir ein l'shanas ha-mini. So we spoke out. The meaning is that Ramos says now, we don't light one ner from another ner. Because since b'zman hazeh, the ikka mitzvah is the ner echad, the first ner you light, the second, third, fourth, the other neros are only as hiddur mitzvah, so it's also called the biza mitzvah, to light a hiddur mitzvah from a nikur ha-mitzvah. If it's tonight's the first night, and somebody lit the first ner, and somebody else now wants to light his ner, he's allowed to light then your ner from that person's ner. Because we pass them, ikka is madlikim in ela ner.
The Ikka Mitzvah is the Hadlaka alone itself.
Yeah.
The Hadlaka just the instant of the Hadlaka, or can you be Mechaved afterwards because you've already done the Hadlaka?
You're right, you could. I mean, not supposed to, but that's what we passed when we had before. Ha'akov Sein Zokoglu. If it goes out, you're not Mechuyev to light it again. Nechlami, for some reason, the guy went Meshuggah and blew it out, there'd still be Mechaved the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah he did already. The Torah, I can go into the Chorim talk about, the Torah says that since the Maskoner is Hadlaka, it's a Mitzvah, therefore, Kov Sein Zokoglu. The Torah learns mashmat kali zebzeh. He's hadlaka. He's the mitzvah. The pshat is as soon as you light the menorah, right away you mekayim the mitzvah. And afterwards, if it goes out, you're ready to mekayim the mitzvah. Avada, what type of hadlaka that was the mitzvah? That has to be hadlaka that there's enough shema there that could burn for the half an hour. So such hadlaka that you lit the shema that could burn for half an hour, that's called the ma'is hadlaka. But mashmah from the Torah, if you hold halacha is a mitzvah, that means you have to have a pure samanes going on for half an hour. The halacha means kol zman is burning, that's the mitzvah. So on that side, if it would go out, you would be mechuyav to light it again. But we hold kovsa, if it goes out, you're not mechuyav to light it again. Omer Rav Sheshes, ach sanoi, if you're in noirich, you're a guest, you're not at home, you're staying by somebody else's house, is chayiv b'ner Chanukah. Still, you have to light the ner Chanukah. Omer Rav Zera, zok Rav Zera, Meresh, at the beginning, ki avine beirav, when I used to be by somebody's house on Chanukah, mishatatfa bepriti. I used to be mishtatef with the balabos and give him a pruta. So since I give him a pruta, I like own the shemen. So maybe when he lights the menorah, he's shafing pesumenes. I have a ksas shutfis in the shemen, so it's considered like my shemen is also shafing pesumenisa, and I'm yotze the mitzvah that way. Ba'adi yishpiza, as he didn't light his own menorah, he was yotze with the balabos's menorah. Zokter b'zera though, boss of the nesibi yisasa, but after he got married and he had a wife in his house, even though he went away from the home, his wife is home. Amina, I say now, hashta vada loy tzirichna. I don't have to light anymore my own menorah when I go away from home. To komadliko alai begoy beiso. Beisoi. Since my wife is lighting in the house, so she's been mekayim the mitzvah of ner ishu beisoi. Hey, it's my house that I own. There is a ner chanukah going on there. My wife is lighting for me. She's mitzvah me also. I don't have to light where I am. So that's your observing gehalten. So Drashi, bus the Drashi achsanoi means an oirich, a guest. So the guest goes to somebody's house. If you're not married yet, so the din is you're supposed to light there, but you don't have to light your own menorah. You can be mishtat to papriti, give a pruta to the balabos. Bus the nesiba those to pomim shayisi achsanoi luma Torah. After I got married, or sometimes I went away to learn Torah, I wasn't at home. He said he didn't have to light anymore. But all bishvili, since my wife is lighting for me, v'goy beisoy bebeisi, since she's lighting in my house, I'm yotze the mitzvah. Halacha l'maisa, this is a halacha, that what if you're an achsanoi, if you're a guest by somebody, so you could be mishtate b'priti, of the interesante, Mr. Brewer does say though, but lo yitzu, you have your own menorah there, then matayva manoim to light the menorah tata. But there's only a kula. That if you don't have your own menorah and you're by somebody's house, you're allowed to be mishtatev and be yetzah b'shlichas. He's like lighting the b'shlichas of you. But lo yitzuyu, you want to light your own menorah there, avad you could. Vaita, this inyan that your wife lights for you, here's a shayla. If you know vada, your wife is lighting for you at home, then the Rashita to say, even if you want to light where you are, you're not allowed to. And since you know 100% your wife is lighting for you in the house, like she's being made to you. So it's you to make a bracha where you are, it's a bracha of atola. So therefore, Taki, you shouldn't do it yourself. So the answer is, if you want it, there is an in you, we'll soon see that at least you should hear the brachas. Like we'll soon see, if you didn't make any brachas and you see the nair, you're supposed to make a bracha. Therefore, if you're away from home, so we're saying if you're not going to make any nair at all, you don't have the brachas at all. So there is an answer still to be mitzi with the balabos. The balabos, wherever you're staying, he's lighting the menorah, then avadi, the best answer is to be mishtatif apriti. Give him a pruta, be mishtatif with him. It's like a monoshach. The ikud din yoytza, your wife lights for you at home. Ah, you want to hear the brachas? Yoytza the brachas with the zvalabos that's lighting right now. Well, we're not going to go into it. Another shal the Beis Halevi is the churah abzera. What happened to the din that mahadrin? We had before is that everybody in the house lights his own menorah. So we say, what do I care if his wife lit for him in the house? But even if he home also the churah be nina mahadrin. Everybody lights his own menorah. So how come Abzera wasn't Machman the din of Mahadrim in a Mahadrim? So there's a lot of terrors, exactly why not. Yeah, I'm not going to go into it now. By the Amr Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Kol Hashmanim, all the oils, is Kulam Yofan on there. You're allowed to use them for Ner Chanukah, like we had before, even the Shmanim that Apostle for Baba Madlikim by Shabbos, but it's Mutter for Ner Chanukah. Since we passed in Kovsa and Zokaklo, you could use all the Shmanim. Of the shemen zayis min amukher. The best shemen to use is olive oil. That's min amukher. Omer Abay is at the Baye Mereish at the beginning. Have a mahade mar amashcha de shumshimi. The beginning I used to try and find sesame oil. He held that was good oil. Why? Omer haim moshech nura. It tvei. It burnt a long time. Since it burnt a long time, I was able to let my menorah light a long time. That was more choshev. Trashi moshech nura. Enem mamahel lechalois shemen zayis. Doesn't go out so fast. So you'd rather use that oil. Or benazok tabaya. Kivan dishomalei lahod Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But now that I heard what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, that the best shemen is shemen zayis, Now I run after Dafka to get olive oil. Why? Omar Hait Solon Hurate. Because olive oil, it gives off a nicer light. The light is a purer light, it's nicer. Trashi Solon Hure, Solon Mohir. It lights nicer. So olive oil gives off the best type of a light. That's the mitzvah, that's the mahudr, mitzvah, minamuchar, stiu shemen zayis. Ryomi Abishur ben Levi. Kol hashmanim yofen lejoy. Stam alocha. All type of oils is good to make ink. We'll soon see how they make ink from oil. Or v'shemin zayis minamuchar. Since we're talking about shemin zayis, you should know olive oil is also the best type of oil to use to make ink. Iboilu, what type of burning of the oil are we talking about in making the process of making ink? Legavil, oil ashen. Is it legabo making givel, mixing it up, or else lashen, smoking it out? Let's see, Rashi, how the process, how they used to make ink? So, Rashi, legavil, mutsosi b'tshuva sagoinim, I found the tshuva sagoinim, shemashonim kalis chuchis. The way they used to make ink was, they used to like make fire in a glass. And a klis chuchis, ba'oshon shemen zayis, by burning shemen zayis there, so the smoke in the at shemashkir until it make the walls of the glass black. That's what happens if you burn olive oil in a glass. So the sides of the glass get black. The gerer hashichrus. Now they would take off, rub off this blackness. The noisten by shemen. After they burnt the one shemen, now they peeled off this black and put it into shemen a second time. Kim a little bit shemen, umagavo, they'll mix up the shemen and this blackness, umayavshoy, they'll let this dry out, becham in the sun, umamchoysoy, they'll smooth it down, lotercha joy, and from that they'll make joy. And that's what they used to make ink. They'd burn first oil in the glass and let the glass get nice and black. And then they'll scrape off that black and put oil in that, legavel, mix it up, and that's a good way to make oil, to make ink. So kids say use oil two times in the process of making ink. They use oil first about burning in the glass to make the glass black, and then you burn a second time, and then you use oil a second time to make gibbon, to mix it up. So that's the shiloh, which point is the shemen zayis good for making oil, for making ink? Is it good the first time burning it in the glass to make the glass black? Or is it good the second point when you scrape off the black and mix it up with oil? Toshima, the Tony Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, Kol Hashmanim Yofun LeDioy. All oils are good for Dioy, to make ink. Or the Shemen Zayis Min Amuvchor, Shemen Zayis is the best one, Dein Legavel, Dein Lashin. For both purposes, olive oil is the best. It's good first to smoke it up in the Kli, to get the Kli black, and then it's good to mix that black with oil. Both ways is good to Shemen Zayis. Right, the Rebbe Shmuel Bar Zutra Masni Hoch, learned like this. Kol ha'ashanim yofel adyoy. All type of smokes is good for dyoy. If you get the glass smoky, then that black on the side of the glass, you rub it off, that makes ink. But the Shemen Zayis is a move. The Shemen Zayis is the best. So at this point, he just learned Shemen Zayis is good for the smoking of it. But lav dafka for the gibel. Omar Rafuna. Kol ha'srofim, all type of gum is yofel adyoy. It's good to put into the ink. Or the seraf ktaf, yofel mikulam. The seraf, that's the gum that comes out of a tree called kataf, that's the best one to put into the ink. Rashi, Lashi namet apreshi, seraf guma, type of a gum that comes out of the tree. Kataf, peruncha, shoyar, in the forest. Kamoishonu oisim michel seraf. We make from the type of sap that comes out of the tree, that's good to put into the ink to make ink with it.
Isn't there an Indian of using the same shemen that was used, the osra nes? They used the. When near Hanukkah, they use the Shemen Zayis. Isn't that a factor at all?
Yeah, but the more doesn't bring down that in you. Can then we Shem Malacha, maybe it's brought down, but the Locha is not brought down. Right? The only reason why it's brought down Shemen Zayis is because it burns nicely. You're right. Could be it's a tam, but the more doesn't bring down that tam. You're right. Right, Omer Rav Chiya Barashi. Omer Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shor Hanukkah, if you light the Ner yourself, it's Sarach Levorach. You have to make the bracha. So the first one, Yom says, Mashmu, the only time you make a bruch is if you light the menorah. Yirmiyah says, Horoya Ner Shor Chanukah. In the case where you're away from home, and you're not going to light the menorah, you're on a ship, and you have no menorah right now, you're not going to light the menorah, then Horoya, if you see that somebody else lit the menorah, is also Sarah Levorach, you have to make the bracha. We'll soon see which bracha. Not Lahadlik, because you're not lighting it. But you have to make the second bracha, Shosan Isam, Lavaseno, it has to make. Since you see a menorah lit, you could make the shrosanism. So Drashi Horoya Hoyve Beshuk, somebody walking through the streets. V'roye be'echod ha-chatzeris. See one of the chatzeris. Doilek, somebody has his menorah lit. O mitzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda, shama mishum Rabbeinu Yaakov, lo yhuskuchu bracha zu, when do you have to make this bracha only, el lemish lo yhidlik b'beisoy, only if you didn't light at home, adayin, o yliyoshe b'svina. It's not an adayin, I'm not sure what she means, adayin, but what she means is the case where you know you're not going to light this night. About if somebody's going home to light the menorah in his own house, he's not supposed to make a bracha if he sees somebody else's menorah. About if it's better to make the brachas when you light your menorah. Just in the case where you're not going to light the menorah tonight, then if you're right, you see somebody else's menorah, so if you're supposed to make a bracha.
Can't you make it twice?
Yeah, that's not the inilus. Well, it's not like that. They're only misakin the bracha once. You can't make this bracha kaseid. It's only one time to make the bracha. If you want to make it one time, it's more mistarv, it's better to make it when you're going to do the Yikke Mitzvah, when you're going to light it at home. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon the first night, Haroyim of Orach Beis. If you see somebody else's menorah, you only make two. Because you can't make Lahadlik, because you're not lighting. So Drash Yoroyim of Orach Shtayim, Shosan Isim, Vishachi Yonu. Shainol of Lavorach Lahadlik, Doholoy Adlik, Iyu. Since you're not lighting the menorah, you can't make the Bracha Lahadlik, so you make the other two brachas. O madlik, but somebody that lights the menorah the first night, mevorach yimul. You make three brachas. Mikan ve'elich, the rest of the nights of Hanukkah, madlik mevorach shtayim. If you light your menorah, you make two brachas, lahadlik and shos and isim. For roya, in the second or third night, you see, and you didn't light your own menorah, then mevorach achas. You only make the bracha shos and isim. So the Gemara, my mamayit, which bracha are we missing after the first night? So the Gemara, mamayit, the man, we're missing the shech yonu. But Shech Yonu you do the first time you do a mitzvah, that's something new. So the first night you make the Shech Yonu. The second night we don't have the Shech Yonu anymore. Fredimor to Santa, Moria Safakasha, no. For the Mayat Nais, let's say Faket, let's not say the Nais anymore. As about the first night we made a bracha Shosan Isim, so we gave a Shvach for the Nes. So that's it. One time make a bracha the Nes, and that's all. The rest of the nights, just make, by the Chur, the Havamina now is just make a Lahadlik Nes Shechanaka the rest of the nights. Hey, to say to make a Shech Yonu, the Chur, Shvet HaSeish, you have to make a Shech Yonu every night. Hey, Baal, you made it the first night, it doesn't pass to make a Shech Yonu. The more the Ezen, yes, Makasha, make a taste to say Shosan Isim. If Baal, you made a Bracha on the Nes the first night, maybe that's enough. So the Gemara name, Nes Kol Yoyme Isa. That's a Svara to make a Shosan Isim every single night. Because all 8 days of Hanukkah, the Nes took place. The Nes was that this little Pach Shoshemin burnt 8 nights. Instead of 1 night, it burnt 8 nights. So I call upon him, there's a nest every single day. There's the famous Beis Yosef Kasha, that it's not really a nest 8 days, it's only a nest 7 days. He had a little bit Shemin for the first night, so the first night wasn't the nest. The nest was 8 days. So the Pashto Teretz is, what the Mashar brings down is, that what they did was they divided up their one pach into 8 different cups. That they figured, I call upon him every night, let's have a little bit had locus of the menorah. And the nest was every single night, that little bit, the 1/8. That was supposed to burn only 1/8 of this man, burnt the whole night. So every single night there was a Nes of Nes Chanukah. So that's cheap that we make a Shos and Nisim every single night. Mashenkin, this man, about you made this man once, you don't have to make this man a second time. Trashi, my mamayit, ha madlik b'shah yomim ezim min ha-sholosh mamayit, kol yoyim isa, shirei kol shmoina hidliku, min ha-pach, all 8 days they lit from the small pach of Shemin. Avul zman, mashenkin, shech yonu, mishig yonu, lit chas choles zman, ik yonu. As soon as we reached the beginning of Chanukah, we made it, we got to Chanukah. It doesn't have to make again a shech yonu. For the Gemara yetz, my mevorach, what's the nusach of the bracha we make on the brichas ha-mitzvah, Mavorach asher kedishanu b'mitzvayse b'tzivonu lahad likner shachanaka. Hey, that's a nusach ha-mitzvah. That's the bracha we make on the mitzvah. For at Gemara v'hech ketzivonu, how can we make this nusach esay asher kedishanu b'mitzvayse? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekadesh us with his mitzvahs v'tzivonu. And he gave us a commandment that we should do this lahad likner. Where's the commandment? Chur tzivonu means the Eibishter commanded us. That means midiraisa. So the more hechi tzivonu, midiraisa, there's no mitzvahs near Chanukah. Near Chanukah is only mitzvah midirabonin. So how can a mitzvah midirabonin, we say asher kedishanu mitzvahs v'tzivonu? Where's the v'tzivonu? Trashi hechi tzivonu, holav diraisi. Tzivonu means the Eibishter commanded us. Here the Torah didn't say anything. Elo midirayim, it's only midirabonin, the mitzvah of near Chanukah. So how can we make a nusach asher v'tzivonu? And for the Gemara, tutrusim. Rav Avi Oma Miloy Sosa. It's the clause to Kalah, the Torah says, Loy Sosa Drashim in Adov Rashi Agid Lucho. The clause to Kalah, whatever the Chum tell us, We have to listen to them. And if we don't listen to them, we're over lav aloy sasser. Therefore, the lav aloy sasser gives the chacham a right to make mitzvahs, to make a chiyuvim on us. So therefore, we have to listen to them. So when they tell us to do something, it passes to say vitzivonu. The Torah like also agrees with them. We have Nechem Yomer from another pasuk. The pasuk says, Shalo vicha v'agetchas kenecha v'yoymuloch. That this pasuk is like a mitzvah saseh. That Shalo vicha v'agetchas kenecha v'yoymuloch. Whatever the zekeinim or the avicha tells you, you have to listen to them. So this pasuk is more like a vitzivonu. If the chacham tell us to do something, we have to listen to them. So from these psukim, there are smachtes that there's such an inyan that the chacham have a right to tell us to do something more than the Torah tells us. Therefore, it's also the chlal v'tzivonu. For the Gemara, most of Rama Pratikasha, you're coming out now whenever the Rabbanan say something. It passed the bracha on it, you say v'tzivonu, is a kasha by demai. Ha demai, demai is tfua, that you buy from an amahoritz, and you have a sofak if he took off truma semaisis. So locher is, you have to take off truma semaisis mid Rabbanan. Alokhir is atamai, this food that you bought from Nama Oretz, ma'arfin boy, we're allowed to use it to make an Erev with it, or mishtatfin boy, you could use a pass from this food, mishtatfin, that's Eruv, that's shtatfin rashi b'movi. If you have a movi or a Eruv b'chatzeris, you want to put a few people together. The boy imatl nichsei is a kasha, why can you use this bread, the food of a demai, to use for an Erev, or to use for a shtufe m'voiz? I, mid Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat this bread until you take off Trumas from Isis. So Drasha Teretz is, the boy Makul Nichsev Hevi Yoni. No, there's a heter. By Demai, we'll soon see, it's only a Chumr mid Rabbanan. The Rabbanan will make us an Anoni. A poor person is allowed to eat Demai. Therefore, the Chazle, every single person could be Makul, all of Nechosin, and become an Oni. So it's considered like your Roy to eat this bread. Hidatnan, Machilim Es Aniyim Demai. We're allowed to feed the Aniyim with Demai. Hilkach, therefore, it's considered like yours. Vaitim of Orchon Olav, therefore, you're allowed to make a bracha. Also, if you eat demai, you can make a bracha, you have to make a moitzin. Or Mizanon Olav, you're allowed to make a bracha samosin with the zimun. Or Mafrisha Noisei Orim. And when you make that frosha, when you take off the trumas samaisis from demai, you're allowed to do it even though your Orim, you're not dressed. Or Bein HaShemoshes, you could also do it Bein HaShemoshes right at the beginning of Shabbos, you're also allowed to do it. Now the kasher is v'yam rit kol mid rabbonin boy bracha. You can tell me whenever the rabbonin gave a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah of a zayhocha. Since the rabbonin said before you eat this demai, you have to take off truma semaisus, you have to do the mitzvah hafrosh truma. Now there's a bracha on hafrosh truma of a zayhocha ki korim, when a person is naked, he's not dressed. Heichi mevarach. How do you say he has a right to take off the truma semaisis from this demai? If you say he has to make a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha when you're naked. V'abinu, the pasuk says, V'oyim achnecha kodesh? When your erva is uncovered, you're not allowed to make a bracha? So b'zoyi churut saraya, since you can take off that frosha when you orim, it's saraya, you don't have to make a bracha. It's saraya, mitzvah rabbonim, there's no bracha to make. So back shver, how come by ner chanukah, the rabbonim said you do make a bracha? Either the rabbonim, do you make a bracha, don't you make a bracha? So Drashi, Mavorchin Olav HaMoitzi. If you eat the Maya, you make a Moitzi. Mazanin Olav Birchas HaZimun. Omafrish Oysoi Odem Shu Orem. Kleimar. Tuloi Tzorach Lefruchi Olei Bafrish Oysoi. It's not telling you you have to be Orem. Just telling you, Agav, you should know that you don't have to make a Brochon when you take off Afrash Yitrumas and Afrash Yitrumas of the Maya. If you have to make a Brochon, Shveh, Vayim Menech HaKodesh, Vuloi Yiroa Bukha Erbaz Dover, the Pasuk says. Afilu Dibur, the Askaras HaShem, Lo Yiroa Bukha Erbaz Dover. Hey, when you say a Dibra, say Hashem's name, or learning Torah, you're not allowed to say it when you're undressed. So it's a shver. Why don't you have to make a bracha? The Teretz is, Omer Abaya, Vadai de Devrehem boi bracha. When the Rabbanu will misak in a Vadai mitzvah like near Chanukah, you Vadai have to do the mitzvah, then a Vadai you have to make a bracha on it. Over here, Sofik de Devrehem. The din of Demai is, when the Amor, you bought it from the Amorites. Avada, there's a tzad to say that the Amoris took off Trumas Amaisis already. So that's what the Rabbanan said you have to do. They didn't start with a new mitzvah to take off Trumas Amaisis. It's only a Sofik Dikadin. When Mesufik, maybe they didn't take off. That's what the Rabbanan said, Minat Sofik, take off Trumas. So that even the Rabbanan only telling you to do it, Minat Sofik, there's no bracha when you have to do something Minat Sofik. Trashi Vadi, the Vrayim going near Chanukah, the Rabbanan start off with a new mitzvah. That's Vadi, Avada, you have to make a bracha. Of the Sofet of the Ren, who go in Demai, Shafra Shosai, Einu Ela Misofik, you don't have to make a Brucha. For the Gemara, is that true? So the Ren Leboi Brucha, the Gemara, Yom Tiv Sheini, every Yom Tiv Sheini we have, the Sofet of the Renu, why do we keep a Yom Tov Sheni in Gol in Chutz from Eretz Yisrael? Because of the suffix, we're not zicher when Kiddush HaChodesh was, so we don't know if it's the first day, the second day is Yom Tov. So Minasof we keep the second day Yom Tov. So the second day is only Minasof. Oboi Brocha, and we make Kiddush the second day, we daven the second day, we make Havdalah, we make Brocha the second day Yom Tov. I it's only a suffix. So if you tell me Minasof, you don't have to make a Brocha, you shouldn't have to make a Brocha on Yom Tov Sheni. And the Gemara name, Hosen ki hechad loy lezazul zeibo. There's a new takana why you have to make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni. Because if you wouldn't make a bracha, people will be mezalzel. They say it's nothing. They not even call it Yom Tov. The first day we make kiddush, we make brachas. That's Yom Tov. The second day, you don't. There, there shouldn't be a zulzul. Rav Am another terrace. No, them is sin on mitzvahs to rabbanon. You make a bracha, and even on a suffix mitzvah to rabbanon, also you make a bracha like Yom Tov Sheni. No, Dumai is different. Why? Roiv Amoritz Meisunein. Because really, midiraisa Roiv Amoritz do take off trumas to meisus. So really, there should be no din even with rabbanon to take off the trumas to meisus. So only a chumr biyamos rabbanon were like machmir to take off trumas to meisus. So that's only chumim with the rabbanon. That's why we don't have to make a bracha. Just like we had before, kula, you're allowed to give it to an oni teet. How can you give an issa to an oni teet? But there it says even the rabbanon knows that rov amoritz do take off trumas and meisus. Just rabbanon will machmer upon us. So this chumra didn't go so far to make it to make a bracha on it. Trashi. Rav Amar sofik the devrayim boy bracha. No, every sofik does have to make a bracha. Udumai mashenken this didn't take off trumas and meisus. From Paris Amoritz, a philosophic lehiv. It's not even called a sophic. Eluchumra biyalma, only chumra d'rabban machmir. Why? The roiv Amoritz meisrin. Because really, midiraisa, roiv Amoritz do take off trumas and meisrus. So Rabbanu Stam gave a chumra. For this chumra, we say you don't have to make a bracha. But that's the maskana about the no mitzvahs to Rabbanu, we do make a bracha. Omer Rav Huna, chotzer sheyeshla beis psochim. Person has a chotzer front yard. That has two entrances to the front yard is tricha shtei neiris. His man had gemara used to light the menorah outside by the door of the pesach to the chotzer. So if you had two psachim coming into the chotzer, you had to have two menorahs on both sides. V'yomar rova lo yamor nele mishtei ruchas. Only if the two doors, one was on the east side, one was on the north side, the two different sides they were. Avim ruach achas along one side of the chotzer, we have two entrances into it. Then light tzorich. You don't have to light two times. Because this din, why you have to light two times, is a chshad digadin. Avad the mikra din, you light one menorah, you make the mitzvah. Now we're afraid somebody will walk along the other side and see a door and see no menorah. People will be choshed, you're not lighting the menorah. Therefore we say you have to light the menorah on both doors. So people shouldn't be choshed, you didn't light it. Mashenkin, if it's on both sides of the one wall, so even though this door doesn't have the menorah, but people see the other door has the menorah. Fredding Mar, now it's still schwer. My timer, what's this time why you have to have two menorahs? Ilena mishum chashoda, that people be choshed see a door without a menorah. Of a zechashoda demand, who's going to be choshed you? Ilena chashoda di yalma, from other people who don't know the city, don't live here, they'll stam see an open door without a menorah, think the guy's not like the menorah. Of a zechafilu bruach achas nami chidish. Even on one side, the north side of your front yard, you have two entrances. So if people's walking through the city the first time he sees two doors, he'll think it's a duplex. Two people living here. There's a Reuven on one side, a Shimon on the other side. So if we see a menorah on one door, not on the other menorah, on the other door, he'll think whoever's living there is not lighting a menorah. Pasach Shad also. So even though you're one person living here, but if you're afraid from strange people coming here, even two doors on one side, it should be a chshad. Elamai, I feel mishtei ruchas nami. I feel bruchah family boy. If you're afraid of the people from your own city that know that you own this house and there's one balabos here, even from two sides, from the east and the north side, also you shouldn't have to have it. Because they see the east side has a door and nobody's lighting the menorah, but everybody knows your house has another door on the other side. So I think Mustam is lighting on the other side. So what kind of shot is there? So tomorrow night. We're not afraid of strangers. We're only afraid of people who live in the city that know your house. Sometimes people are only going to walk along the north side of your house. That's all. They're not going to see at all the other side of your house. So the Baal Ter only look at this side of your house now when they see a door and they see no menorah there, so there'll be a chshat, people will be choshed you, you're not lighting the menorah. Therefore, the chazal or teveya din that you have to light on both doors. The Amri, they'll say, ki heche de bahai piskulayad, just as he didn't light the menorah on this side of the door, on this the entrance, this side, bach piskulayad, on the other side he also didn't light. So to take away the chshad of what people say about you, to chachomu kevei, you have to light two menorahs. Trashi chashod v'yalmon, v'nei yirach heres chayvin. Afim rochach adami, the pshiri slaves today, huh? So that is interesting. But the mice of Bezman is there, we don't have this chashad, because Bezman is there, the ikad lock we have is inside the house. So maybe if somebody sees outside the door is not lit, they won't be choshni not lighting the menorah. They'll say, Mestam is lighting it inside the house. This is only Bezman HaGemara that you lit outside. Fredig Moriah, we mean not time with the Chashin L'Chashad. How do we know there's such an Indian that Chazal was Choshit for Chashad? That since we're afraid somebody would say not lighting the menorah, we make you light two menorahs. That once for us should be, what do I care what people say? Me, myself, I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm a kind of mitzvah. I, somebody's going to Choshit, you're not doing the mitzvah, so what? Vice versa, no. There's an Indian to be Reisin Nekiyam Hashem Mayodim. You're supposed to try and make yourself be clean, even from people. People shouldn't think bad about you. The Tanya, we learn the Braisa. Omru Reb Shimon, Bishvil Abo Devorim Omru Torah. There are four reasons why the Torah gave the mitzvah Lohaniach Teya B'Seif Sedeyim. The Loch of Teya is when you're cutting down your kama, your tfuah, you're cutting down your corn of your fields, you have to leave over a little bit corn for the aniyim. Midiraisa, there's no shear in Teya. The Rabbanan gave a shear of 1/60th. 1/60th of the tfuah, when you're cutting it down, you have to leave it over. Now where do you have to leave over the Teya? The Loch is the end. At the last end part, the end part of cutting down your field, the Torah says, "Lois chala." Don't clean off your field altogether. The end of the field, you have to leave over some, or else the Rabbanu 1/60th. Now, why did the Torah say leave it at the end? There are four reasons why. One Torah says, "Mifnei gezel aniyim," not to steal from the aniyim. We'll soon explain what it is. Uvnei bitl aniyim, that's a mevatel from the aniyim. Uvnei hachashad, and there's a time of chashad. You see, the Torah was makbid on chashad. Umishum bal sechala. Pasha, the Torah says, don't clean off your field altogether, but leave off at the end. Now, what are these four reasons? Mefnei gezel aniyim, shlo yira balabai yisho penuya, v'yoyim alakroi v'yoni harezu peya. As if a balabos leave over peya whenever he wants, so he'll start cutting his field, and close the money, sees aniyim there, he won't leave any payah. He'll come out 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there are no aniyim around. Right then, he'll go call his brother, that's anani, and say, hey, come, I'll call his own craven, come and take the payah. I'm leaving the payah right now. And that's called a gezel. You have no right to give it to one ani. You have to leave the payah hefka for everybody. So today, people shouldn't do this. We made the din is, you dafka have to leave at the end. So every single ani will wait and watch till he's finishing his field, and they know now he's going to have to leave it over to the Lord charge. He won't be able to give it to his own creator. Vaito, mifnei, bitul aniyim.